Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mathis Media Hub. Welcome to radio, magazine, videos, and much more. Oh my! So sit back, relax, and be entertained. Call into the show at 347-327-9451 to speak with the host, Joanne Mathis. If you're interested in a professional voiceover or hosting a show on Mathis Media Hub, call 908-328-7014 and speak with Joanne. Now, on to the show, and let's meet today's guest.
Well, welcome to Mathis Media Hub Radio. You know, I have a great surprise for you. If you've been on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook all week, you've seen me announcing Grammy Award winner Laura Sullivan. So she's here. Laura Sullivan is a Grammy-winning composer and recording artist. Her original music has been included in the score of 2 Emmy-winning documentaries. Laura released Love's River, won a Grammy for Best New Age Album in the 56th Grammy Awards, which aired on CBS on January of 2014. But the reason why she's here today is because of 900 voices, 938 people from all over the world, Australia, Brazil, Israel, you name it, who participated by making videos on their cell phones and sending them to Laura. Videos of them singing 900 voices. And it is spectacular. You're going to hear the music after the interview, so hold on your hats. But right now, let's welcome Laura Sullivan. Hello, Laura. How are you?
Hello, Joanne. I am absolutely great and so thrilled to be on your wonderful program. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think people are screaming to get on to hear you because I think everyone is really interested in, I know I am always interested in hearing people's journey, how they got to where they are today. So could you tell us a little bit about how you got started and what brought you to music?
Well, sure. I got started really early in life. I was fortunate enough that my mother was a pianist, and she was my first teacher. And she was really very gentle with her approach, which worked for me. I think different approaches work for different people. But for me, she just encouraged me, and she kind of used the piano as a toy to just explore and have fun with. And she was not a really high-pressure teacher, you know, saying you must practice. And it was more like exploring it and having fun with it. And so that was my earliest beginning, which is a really sweet memory for me.
Wow, that's nice. And?
Yes.
So and you then, followed that through, yeah?
I followed that through. She continued to be a great encouragement to me. And I went on and I studied with other teachers. And eventually, when I went to college, I majored in music and I had a great teacher in college that really continued to inspire me. And, you know, and then after that, I was just very lucky to have a lot of support as an artist. And when I met my husband, he was you know, really just saying, go for it and, you know, make this your life. And so it's just been, I've been very blessed with people who have really encouraged me to pursue this, and it's been wonderful.
Wow. And you know what I absolutely love? I love what I'm hearing. You never, or you might have, thought about doing something else. It doesn't sound as if you did, and you just went through with what your passion was. Had you thought about doing something other than music?
Yes, I did, because when I graduated with a degree in music, I had this notion that it wasn't enough to be a musician, that I wanted to do more for the world, and I thought that, you know, just being an artist wouldn't be enough. And So I pursued a degree in psychology. I actually ended up getting a master's in psychology. And, you know, I'm happy that I did that because it really helped my own growth as a person just to go through that experience. But the entire time I was studying, I was still playing music and continuing to be an artist. And, you know, I just never really felt quite like I was following my heart completely in pursuing something besides music. And I think it was just something that I needed to do just for my own growth. And I'm glad that I had that experience, but I'm glad that I also sort of came around to recognize that music is really my purpose in life, and I feel now more like what I have to offer is really a gift, and I think I just needed to come to terms with that to be able to really fully express myself and feel good about it.
Mm-hmm. I like that you say that what you have to offer is truly a gift, and owning that, because a lot of people don't. You know, they don't realize that it is a gift, and other people wonder if it's a gift, because I often wonder, a person who can just play piano without, or even read sheet music without ever being taught, is also a gift. Would you say that, or do you think you would have to go to school for that and be trained in that?
Well, I think that there are so many ways to express ourselves artistically, and certainly it does not require a college degree or even knowing how to read music, because there are so many fabulous musicians that don't read a single note, and they're just amazing. So I don't think that it requires any of that, really. And actually, I think, you know, our purpose is so important for everyone to really kind of decide, because there are so many amazing things that everyone can do. And I've had this struggle before in kind of just deciding, because, you know, I think that everyone really has a purpose, but in a way we sort of have to make a decision about it, because otherwise we're kind of floundering and doing a lot of different things halfway, which is sort of what I did for a while in my life. But once I just set my mind to, okay, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to stick with this, that really helped me.
Because, Lauren, you know, there are so many people who life happens to them. They have children, they have to support a family, they have to take care of a parent, whatever. And the thing that they wanted to do, or what they started out wanting to do, they let it go, thinking, oh, I'm too old right now, or I've lost that luster about it. But what I'm sort of hearing you say is you really shouldn't give up on those things, right?
Oh, that's so absolutely true. And, you know, I think about that. My grandmother really inspired me, because she went to college and got her doctorate finally when she was 65 years old. She had a career, and then she worked full time up until she was 93 when she passed away.
My Lord.
And so she had this long, rich career, and it started when she was 65 years old. And I remember her telling me that she had really finally found her niche. And, you know, and I think about that, and I think it's never too late. No one is really ever too old. And, you know, I think that she was just such a great example for me in that.
Yes.
So I completely agree with what you're saying.
Yes, that gives me goosebumps, because that just sounds so phenomenal. I take my hat off to her. Wonderful, wonderful example. That's really cool. I can't get over that. There was an artist that did that, right? Wasn't there an artist? Who was it? Was it George O'Keefe, I believe, or one of those that started their career? But you said that she found her niche. That's the thing, right? finding your niche. And that could be at any time in life.
Absolutely. You know, another example is Frank McCourt. I don't know if you've read any of his books. He wrote Angela's Ashes. And he just wrote some beautiful, heartwarming stories about his life in Ireland. And he didn't start writing until he had finished his career as a high school teacher in the United States. And then he started writing these amazing books. And so that's when his second career as an author really blossomed, and he just had this incredible success. And I find his story really inspiring too, because it's just like, wow, what we can do really at any point in our lives. It's amazing.
That's right. That's right. It is amazing. And that's one of the messages I like to get out to people. So thank you for saying that. So let's talk about 938 people who got together, did a video singing 900 voices. What gave you the idea to even do something like that or put something like that out there?
Well, I have been blessed with a lot of people that have asked me if they can put lyrics and sing along with my music, because a lot of the music that I have composed and recorded is instrumental. And so I was hearing this from so many people, and I thought, I really would like to include them, and I would like to give them that opportunity to participate somehow in a creation. And then second to that, I wanted to do something that would just be spiritually uplifting and would really draw attention to how we are on this planet all connected, and to my belief that people are people all around the world, and it all comes down to just the love that we have, how everyone has love for their family, and how we really are connected as humanity. So I wanted to do something that would celebrate that, that would sort of be something that would be positive in a world that where there's a lot of negativity that's happening. I wanted something that would be sort of a light, and I'm just so grateful and I guess amazed that so many people that it really resonated with them, and the response to this project has been overwhelming in a really beautiful way. That's how it started.
That is amazing. Listen, I watched the recording on YouTube, and I also listened to the MP3 of it. It is so beautiful. Who would have thought that someone can edit that together and make it sound so beautiful? They're all individuals. They all have their individuality, and as you said, people all around the world connected to humanity, and that's exactly what it brings forth. So it's truly, truly remarkable.
Thank you. Yes, I'm just so grateful to all the participants who really made it something completely unique and very special. And, I really wanted this to be a project where it would be not only artists who could participate, but really anyone from any walk of life. So we got a lot of material from people who don't normally consider themselves to be singers. Some people just sent a video of themselves speaking or something that they love to do. And so we tried to incorporate in some way, people, even if they were not musicians. And so I'm really just delighted with the participation and how it turned out.
Well, it turned out beautifully, beautifully. And I see that 50% of the music proceeds of 900 Voices are going towards the national nonprofit Little Kids Rock. Could you tell us about that organization?
Yes, they are just such a wonderful organization. They provide free musical instruments and music lessons to children in underserved communities. And as we all know, unfortunately, a lot of the music programs have been cut in schools, yeah. especially in the public schools where the funding is just not there anymore like it used to be years ago. And so this program goes into those schools and it gives them a music teacher, it gives them music instruments, and it just it brings light and fun and music to kids who would probably not have that opportunity otherwise. And I've gone to the schools where, to some of the schools where they have these programs, and the teachers are just amazing, and the kids are just so, it's just so wonderful to see them learning, and they really are learning to play. They do
That's
a lot of
wonderful.
Guitar and keyboard, and it's just awesome.
Sounds awesome, and you must have a good feeling. You know, it must be a good feeling to you to know that you are a part of this, that you're able to participate in this with Little Kids Rock. So that's
oh yeah,
wonderful. Yeah.
Yes, I'm just so happy to be able to help in some small way, and even to just spread the word about what they're doing, I think is mm-hmm. really important. So thank you very much for asking me about
them. Oh, sure, absolutely.
Yeah,
Before I let you go, I just want to ask you to say something to people out there who are listening who are not sure what direction they want to go with their careers or don't know what their niche is yet. Anything encouraging you have to say to them?
Yes, and that is just to keep visualizing what you want. You know, even if you just have the tiniest sliver of what that could be, even if it's just, you know, kind of a sense of peace or a sense of, you know, creating something that's meaningful or having some deep meaning and purpose in what you're doing. I think for me, it's been so helpful to use visualization and to every day in the morning and also in the evening to just see the ultimate of what I want and to hold that and hold it firmly with a lot of faith. And I think, you know, just having that ideal and just holding tight to it, I think then every day we can just take a tiny step towards it. Even if, you know, it seems like it's a million miles away, I do believe that with faith we're going to get there.
Wow. And you know, they have a saying that says, if you want something bad enough, the universe recognizes that and gives it to you at some point.
I completely believe that. And I think that, I believe that when we hold to that vision and we really believe in ourselves that we're going to get there, that the universe does line up in this way that's really magical to help us, because the opportunities do arrive. The things that are spontaneous and that have synchronicity and have just beautiful, you know, ways that we wouldn't normally think would happen. Things do line up to help us. So, yes,
sure.
I believe that.
That's right. So do I. And what a joy it has been talking to you, Laura Sullivan. I want to wish you all the best. Not if that you need it, because you seem to be doing pretty well. Your music is phenomenal. You're a Grammy Award winner. What else can I say? A superstar. So thank you, really.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for stopping by today, sharing with us, sharing with people, 900 Voices. I'm going to play that in a few minutes, but I want to give Laura a great thank you and a great send-off. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you so much, Joanne, for having me on your wonderful show. It's been so much fun, and I just appreciate the opportunity to be on your show. Thank you.
Thank you. And when you come up with a new album or whatever, don't forget me. Look me up.
Oh,
have you back
thank
on.
You. Definitely, I will. Yes.
Okay. All right. So now we're going to, but I also want to thank people for listening to Grammy Award winner Laura Sullivan. And we're going to play 900 voices right now, 938 people from all over the world. Enjoy.
Need to grow. We are love, and love is together, no matter what type of snow, creed, or weather.
Oh,
I love that laugh at the end. All right, tomorrow night we will have Gary Hines. He is a Grammy Award winner with Sounds of Blackness. And again, we want to thank Laura Sullivan. She's terrific. Her song is so cool. All right, take care.
Thank you for listening. This has been a Mathis Media Hub production.